As with most long-term care facilities, VA nursing homes have not allowed in-person visitation for more than 2 months in order to limit the spread of the coronavirus. Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini reports the separation has been hard on veterans and their families.
Army veteran Harry Stapleton is a resident at the Orlando VA's Community Living Center. He's doing a video chat with his sister, Maria Mishkind, and her husband, who live in Maine.
Do you want to see the dogs?
Yeah.
Come here. Oh, gosh. They're all over the place. This is like a dog house.
The Mishkins show their brother the view from their back porch, along with some photos, one of him standing next to a helicopter during the Vietnam War, and a recent shot of their mother, who's also in a nursing home. They chat about the family and a NASCAR race Stapleton saw on TV.
I watched the whole thing, and I only missed one lap.
Oh, wow.
Stapleton couldn't pull off this video chat by himself. The 72-year-old has severe Parkinson's disease connected to Agent Orange exposure during the war. His recreation therapist, Pravish Prasad, handles the technology so Stapleton can focus on his family.
It's like being there with them.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what I think. It's like we're having coffee together, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stapleton last saw the Mishkins when they flew down in January. Maria says they typically wear him out with outings to the Kennedy Space Center or restaurants. They were supposed to return in April, but had to cancel because of the pandemic.
I think he misses getting out. You know, we miss getting him out. So it's just really hard not to be able to see him.
The Orlando Community Living Center has only had 2 COVID-19 cases and no deaths. The visitation ban is part of national VA guidelines to protect residents and staff. Still, it's been stressful for 79-year-old Minda Lagos. Her son, Diosdado, is also at the facility, and the coronavirus has completely upended their lives. Before the pandemic, Lagos spent every day at the facility sitting beside her son, who, due to brain injuries, can't move or talk. She says she was devastated when she learned in March she couldn't visit and worried her son would think she'd abandoned him.
I was going nuts.
Lagos isn't good with electronics, so for weeks her contact with her son was secondhand through phone calls with nurses until she broke down and complained.
I was just crying. I couldn't talk. I said, why do I have to do this?
Therapist Pravish Prasad ended up meeting Lagos outside the facility to set up a chat app on her phone and teach her how to use it. Seeing her son on the screen for the first time was a huge relief.
It was good. He looks the same. I told him, hey, you're handsome.
Even though her son can't respond verbally, Lagos says he listens and can smile and pucker his lips to send kisses. She says they both depend on the precious minutes they have with each other during their weekly virtual visits.
I'm just waiting and they call me. I'm able to talk to him, you know, say I love you. We cannot do anything unless this virus will be eradicated.
Lagos still has a ways to go before she and her son can reunite. The VA has issued guidelines for its facilities to reopen, but Lisa Miner with the VA's Office of Geriatrics and Extended Care says it could be a while before nursing homes will welcome guests again.
Because we know this is a very vulnerable population, and we want to see how things go in other areas of the hospital.
Until then, staff will continue to facilitate video chats to keep veterans engaged. Miner says she knows how important it is for vets and their families to be together again, but it has to be done safely. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.